This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk, and joining us on the phone this morning is Patty Zappa. Patty is the executive vice president of an organization called One Warm Coat. Patty, welcome to Rock Talk.
Thanks so much for having me today.
It is our pleasure. Tell me, let's begin. I mean, you guys are, there's a One Warm Coat event that's happening here in Rochester where people can make donations, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But tell us about One Warm Coat. I think the name kind of gives a hint about what it's about, but give us the history of One Warm Coat and what it is you guys do.
Sure. So we are a national nonprofit organization. We got started in San Francisco in 1992, and our mission is to provide free coats to children and adults in need while promoting volunteerism and environmental sustainability. So the way that we work is we facilitate coat drives across the country, much like the one that you were referencing in your area. And then we never take the coats. We don't have a warehouse. What we do is we connect volunteers in local areas with nonprofit organizations that are in need of coats. They're our nonprofit partners. So people hold a coat drive, and then they take the coats and keep them local, and they're distributed to their neighbors. We work with children, adults, homeless populations, veterans. Anyone that's in need of a coat is who we're trying to get a coat to. So we've been doing this for almost 30 years, and we just are striving every year to get more coat drives so we can get coats to more people because the need is really great.
I always envision organizations like this when they start up, there's a story about the startup. Somebody, they saw something, they came across something, they were in a situation, and that's what started a movement like this 30 years ago. Is there a story like that, Patty?
Absolutely. There was a woman named Lois Pavlov who lived in the San Francisco area. And she had coats, and she didn't need them anymore, and she wanted to donate them. She didn't want to throw it in the trash, and she couldn't find anywhere to take her coat. So she went to her local Macy's in San Francisco and said, let's hold a coat drive. And so that's how it started, with one woman and one coat. And for a couple of years, they did it Black Friday weekend, and it was just in San Francisco. And then a woman named Sherry Wood heard it on the radio station, heard them promoting it, and thought, this needs to be a nationwide thing. We need to take this across the country. So she approached Lois, and Sherry took it to a national nonprofit. So it just started one weekend in San Francisco, and now we hold coat drives across the country. We have nonprofit partners across the country. And every year we get about 500,000 coats to children and adults in need.
Holy cow. I love those stories. It's just one person starts out, and you think, well, what can one person do? And then you hear about this, and you think, wow, it all started with one woman in San Francisco. And certainly here in Rochester, one thing we're good at is collecting coats because it's so blasted cold around here. So maybe if you're listening right now, maybe this weekend you've been going through your closet and you're trying to free up space and you've come across some coats that, you've worn a number of times, but they're still in great shape. These are coats that you can donate to One Warm Coat. We're speaking with Patty Zappa from One Warm Coat. She's the executive vice president. Let me give you the information about your donations here in Rochester. The goal is to collect 50,000. I'm guessing that's a nationwide 50,000 new and gently used coats, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can drop them off at Eastview Mall. There's a drop-off location at J. Crew there. So you can take your coats in, as many as you can carry, maybe even get with your friends or neighbors and ask them, hey, do you have any, coats? I'll free up that space in your closet for you, and then you can bring them down to Eastview Mall. J. Crew is where you drop them off. And anybody who donates a coat will receive a $25 coupon off a purchase of $125 or more, which I think is a nice perk as well. Now, you need a perk to do something good like this, but it's a nice offer there as well. Now, information about this, you can go to onewarmcoat.org. That's onewarmcoat.org. Now, you mentioned veterans. I heard you mention veterans and everything. Do you do coats for all ages, all sizes kind of thing?
Absolutely. Because, as I think any parent knows, children outgrow their coats almost every year. So, and a lot of times they're not super worn and they can be reworn by someone. So if your kids are outgrowing their coats, definitely take them and donate them. We just ask that anything be gently worn. If you wouldn't wear it, probably not donatable, but most people have really great coats in their closet that are just not being worn. And for so many people in our country, they're really struggling and they need, the donations in order to stay warm and protected from the elements, because, you know, protection and shelter is a basic need. And there's many people in our country who are struggling as we try to recover from the economic crisis created by COVID. 1 in 7 Americans are living below the poverty threshold. And for those Americans, you know, children and adults and individuals and seniors, coats are really expensive. And for people that just don't have the funds, that money might be going to their heating bills or medication or food, and they don't have the money to buy a coat. So it's such a simple act that can provide such a life-changing and life-saving something for your neighbors. So we love working with J.Crew. They're a wonderful sponsor, and we're so grateful that they're collecting coats for us again this year. It's a great incentive, like you said, and we definitely encourage everyone to go through your closets, clean them out. And even, you know, if you're looking to volunteer, if you have children that need school hours, holding a coat drive is a great way to get involved. And our coat drive program is really easy. It's free. We have little kids doing it and huge corporations. So anyone can hold a coat drive and make a difference and share warmth in their community.
And they can find out about holding a coat drive at your website, onewarmcoat.org?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. I think you really hit on something there. Many of us, there are a lot of things we take for granted in our cushy lifestyle. And I think one of those that I've never had to worry about is a coat. I just always had a coat. Mm-hmm. And I would just get another coat. It wasn't even like the other one that I had. There was anything wrong with it. I just got another coat. And, right. And just accrue coats coats that I would never wear again. Not because there's anything wrong with them, but just because I got a new coat. And coats aren't cheap. You're right. Especially, good, heavy winter coats, which we certainly need around these parts. So check your closets and give that coat a new life. And so how do people qualify to receive the coats that are donated?
Sure. So we have, what we do is we work with nonprofit organizations that are in the community. So the organizations that are already on the ground providing services partner with us. So you have to be a nonprofit organization or a school. You have to be in good standing with the IRS. And they have to guarantee to give us the coats away for free and without discrimination. And there's an application process on our website for any organizations that might be listening now. And right now we have about 1,200 nonprofit organizations across the country. And many of those organizations rely on their relationship with One Warm Coat and our amazing volunteers to get the coats they need every year. So people hold coat drives by registering with us, and then they take those coats locally, and then those organizations distribute the coats. So it's a really wonderful program, and it gets the coats where they're needed and to the people that know how to distribute them and have the relationships, and our nonprofit partners are wonderful.
That's great. And now there are some organizations that will take your donations and then they turn around and sell them. I'm not singling any organizations out or anything like that, but this organization, as Patty just said, you make that donation of your coat. The agreement with the local organization that distributes the coats is they're not going to charge a penny for them. They're not going to discriminate against who gets them. They are going to give them to people who need them. And if you're donating something, you should think about that. That should be something that that goes into your process of where do I give my stuff to? Where do I donate to?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. That's really important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you shared that with us. We're speaking with Patty Zappa, Executive Vice President of One Warm Coat. Patty, how long have you been with this organization?
I've been with One Warm Coat for about 6.5 years. So this is my 7th coat drive season, which is fun and crazy to think about. I was here right before our 25th anniversary, and now we're getting ready to celebrate our 30th next year. So it's a really great organization. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah. So what drew you to, I mean, personally, when you joined the team there, what grabbed your interest?
Well, it's such an easy mission to want to support. You know, it's such a simple act. And it's something that I think everyone can feel a pull to, because no one should go cold. And to think that there's children that stand at the bus stop or that can't go to school because they don't have coats, or men and women who can't work or are living on the street and don't have the protection of a coat is just heartbreaking. So to be able to work with an organization that strives to make that problem go away is really wonderful. And we just have the best volunteers and donors, and it's a great place to be and a great problem. It's a great program to be working with to try to solve this problem, because we just want to share warmth with as many people as we can.
Yeah. We're speaking with Patty Zappa, Executive Vice President at One Warm Coat. You can get more information about the organization at onewarmcoat.org. That's O-N-E, onewarmcoat.org. Locally, you can make your coat donations at Eastview Mall. Find the J. Crew store there, and you can drop off your coat or coats there. Be generous. As many as you can donate, please do. Gently used or new coats. You know, if you don't have one in your closet, but you'd still like to be involved, ain't nobody going to look at you funny if you go buy a new coat to donate. In fact, we'd be grateful for that as well. And when you do donate, they're going to give you a $25 coupon off the purchase of $125 at or more at J. Crew, which is nice, especially going into holiday season as well. And I want to challenge you next time, because I do this every time. I get park my car at the grocery store. I get out. I go to the grocery store. And literally, I'm walking, I don't know, 25 yards, 50 yards to get into the store. And in that time, I am so cold. And I'm wearing, you know, whether I've got my little thin coat on or whatever. Imagine if you didn't have a coat at all. And these are the people that you really need to step up and help. Adults, seniors, kids, all can benefit from these donations. OneWarmCoat.org is the website. And the drop-off location, J. Crew at Eastview Mall. Patty, is there anything we haven't covered today that you want people to know about One Warm Coat, whether it's the organization or why they should get involved?
Well, I think we've covered a lot of it, but the one thing we didn't talk about is the sustainability aspect, and that's keeping clothes out of landfills, because I think we all are becoming more aware of the importance of climate change and of not throwing things out, and we're helping to keep clothes out of landfills every year through this program. So we'd encourage people to think of that too. Since 1992, we've kept 17 million pounds of clothing out of landfills. And when, like you were saying before, you have a lot of coats that are not in bad shape. So take those things that can be reworn and let's reuse them and get them to people that need them and keep our planet healthy and keep striving to do better with that.
Yeah. Boy, and it would be so cool to be able to see the face of the person when they get the coat. You know, I'm sure
oh,
they're so grateful. Yeah.
We've had children before who have said to us, they're just so grateful to have a coat and have said, I'll keep this in good condition so that I can give it to someone when I'm done with it, because they're just so grateful and, they know what it's like not to have one. And it's heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time. So, from children to adults, it's just such an incredible gift. And it's something, you may not think about, like you said, because a lot of us are very lucky to be able to just have a coat and buy a new one. But for people that don't have one, it can mean the difference between life and death and being able to do things and go to school or stay home. And, for children and seniors, their bodies can, experience hypothermia much quicker than adults. Hypothermia can occur at about 50 degrees. So think of the Rochester winters. For anyone that's living on the street there, it's absolutely vital that they have the protection of a coat. So we want everyone to be warm and safe and healthy. And this is just such an easy way to give back and keep your neighbors warm this winter.
Yeah, check your closets, check your cupboards, check those storage bins that you put clothes in and then forget about. Go check them and see what you got. If you got coats, bring them down. Ask your neighbors if they do, family. And you be the one that volunteers to scoot down to Eastview Mall to J. Crew to drop off those coats to One Warm Coat. And make this happen. I mean, after all, it all started with one woman in San Francisco. We heard that at the beginning of the broadcast. And you could be that one person that mobilizes your neighborhood or maybe a small group of your church or whatever it is to grab those coats and really make a difference here. Is there a cutoff date for donations of coats?
J. Crew will be accepting through December 26th,
okay.
But we also have other coat drives generally through till the spring. So definitely check out our website if you happen to miss J. Crew. Like you said, it's onewarmcoat.org. We have a map called the Donate Coats Map. You can put in your zip code or your town, and it tells you all the coat drives in your area. Okay. And if there's not one, we'd encourage you to start a coat drive in your area to donate to one of the nonprofit partners in that area. But we'll have coat drives throughout the winter. So anytime that you have some coats, come check out our website, and we make it really easy to find a location to drop off near you.
I love it. Patty Zappa, Executive Vice President, One Warm Coat, website onewarmcoat.org. Get involved. Patty, thank you so much for your time chatting with us today.
Thank
we appreciate
you for having
it.
Me.
It's our pleasure, and thank you for doing what you guys do. We're grateful.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.